Republicans demand Biden disclose total dollar amount in taxpayer money funding illegal immigration. By John Binder on May 25, 2023. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs, are enjoying millions in taxpayer-funded grants to facilitate illegal immigration throughout the United States, Reps. Lance Gooden, RTX, and Jim Jordan, RO, say. In a letter to the National Board of Federal Emergency Management Agencies, FEMA, Emergency Food and Shelter Program, EFSP, Gooden and Jordan demanded a full accounting for all taxpayer-funded grants that have been awarded to NGOs. The surge of illegal immigration, fueled in part by NGOs like those on the EFSP National Board, is unsustainable and unfair to law-abiding citizens and immigrants alike, Gooden said in a statement. The EFSP was initially created to help homeless Americans. In particular, Gooden and Jordan called out United Way Worldwide for its lucrative grant funding through the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, that provides aid to illegal aliens. The United Way and similar organizations are receiving millions of taxpayer dollars to provide free food, lodging, and transportation for illegal aliens across the U.S. A press release states. Gooden and Jordan said they are concerned about the misuse and fraud of taxpayer dollars to NGOs aiding illegal immigration, as FEMA provides little to no oversight of such grants. We urge these organizations to prioritize transparency and fiscal responsibility, Gooden said. We will remain vigilant in our oversight of federal grants to safeguard against any misuse of funds that could further exacerbate the current border crisis. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, records obtained by America First Legal Foundation show that NGOs on Martha's Vineyard were seemingly reimbursed by EFSP when two planeloads of illegal aliens were sent to the elite coastal island last year by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. Illegal immigration imposes an enormous burden on American taxpayers. Annually, taxpayers are charged more than $143 billion as a result of millions of illegal aliens residing in the United States. That amount, though, does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depleted wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools, that are associated with illegal immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.